or at least this administration wants to make the city a little more senior friendly. And there are a great deal of seniors living in the city. So as I said, off the top, seems like a pretty good idea, creating a senior friendly city. So the city goes ahead and takes the initiative to do it. And then we find out after the fact, there was not consultation across the board with a lot of seniors groups. If you happen to live in the west end of the city, all the meeting places, all the consultations that will be happening apparently are in the east end of the city. And if you want to get more information on it as a senior, good luck. It's only on the web. So if you don't know how to use the internet or can't get on, what are you supposed to do? Dr. Shannon Hebblethwaite is an associate professor in the Department of Applied Human Sciences at Concordia. I've outlined, Doctor, some of the issues here. Did I leave anything out?
Well, you hit on some of the very important key points, Aaron, and we appreciate the media getting this information out. I think we want to point out a couple of things, that we're concerned about the consultations happening in the month of February. That's the only time these public consultations are happening. And we all know what the sidewalks and the roads are like out there right now.
Right.
And it's treacherous. Older people who we work with in our research at Concordia University, they've told us they won't go out for those consultations in February in the ice and the snow. So we're asking the city to extend those consultations into the spring when older people will be more able to participate. Secondly, the accessibility issues. It's wonderful that they've chosen some neighborhoods like St. Leonard, for example, that has a high population of older people to do a consultation there. But those metro stations are not accessible. They're near metro stations that don't have elevators. So we would like to see a process about a policy that is supposed to enhance inclusion for older people. We would like the process to be more inclusive.
Now, okay, so let's continue beyond that, because there's some more issues at hand here. I mentioned this problem about accessing this via the internet, which for seniors, a lot of them simply don't know how to do that. And I understand the city's answer. And we're going to hear a quote coming up from the council person in charge of this, but their answer was, no. If you go to the website, you'll find the phone number there where you can call to get more information. Is that accurate?
That's exactly accurate. And that's the part when I heard Rosanie's interview earlier today with you guys, and I appreciate her intention to create what she calls an accessible and inclusive and equitable process. But how do seniors find out about this? We found out about it through word of mouth, almost accidentally, and we're pretty savvy internet people. So older people aren't even aware that these consultations are happening. And if they want to, particularly the Anglophone Montrealers, if they want to give input, they have to visit a French website. And you're correct, they have to visit a website. So that's assuming that older people have access to a computer or a smartphone, as well as internet access, which assuming excludes our most marginalized older people who are living with lower incomes who can't afford those kinds of services, or people who don't have the inclination or the ability to engage with those technologies. 70% of people over the age of 75 don't use the internet. So we're missing a very important portion of the population in those consultations.
You know, what seems odd to me is the fact that you can simply, you know, explain this, and because it's not a very complicated thing to explain, but the city in putting this plan together couldn't think of that, couldn't, you know, realize that this was not the best way to reach the people they're trying to help.
Well, that's the part where we're very happy to contribute to this process and lend some of the expertise we have. This is a problem with our society. We have a lot of ageist perspectives. We see our processes through a very youth-oriented lens. And even when we're developing a policy for older people, sometimes we miss some things. And so that's what we're very pleased to get the information out here today, is that so people can be more thoughtful when they're creating these kinds of public consultations. And we hope we have had finally, after 8 days of no response from the city, we did have a conversation today with Rosanie, who's in charge of the consultation, and with Sue Montgomery, who's the borough mayor in Côte des Neiges NDG. And so they are starting, we are planning to have some conversations to figure out how we might improve this process for this consultation.
Well, that in and of itself is hopeful. I mean, you mentioned, though, this is supposed to happen in February. We're in February right now. Are chances that, you know, some of this will change, or more people at least will be able to take part by virtue of this discussion you've had with the city?
I would certainly hope so. I don't know if that's realistic. I'm not a politician. I don't know what happens there, but I certainly hope that this is something that we can improve the opportunity for older people to be included in this very important consultation process.
Just as a final question, with respect to this whole Anglo issue, you know, the website was only in French, entirely in French. Where do we stand on that?
Well, it still is like that, and despite us asking for them to make at least the survey available in English, they won't make that change. They have opened up this telephone number where you can call and ask for assistance in completing the online survey, and they indicate to us that the person answering that call is bilingual. However, those questions, if you look at the website, there are six very short, very limited questions. That's not the same as an opportunity for an older person to participate in person in a public consultation for 2 hours in their neighborhood where they live, where they're able to express their needs.
Sure. Well, I'm hoping that the city, in this case, as you mentioned, Rosanie Filato, who happens to be on this case, along with Sue Montgomery, who we've spoken to here many times, will appreciate the fact, and as you mentioned, you know, in NDG Côte des Neiges, where a lot of these people happen to be living, are included in these discussions, or at least afforded the opportunity to be included in them. I'd like to sort of have us, kept in the loop on this, if you can. When you get some information, confirmation from the city, let us know. I'd like to discuss it again.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam.
All right. So there you go.